Well, we're motoring out of port now, leaving Malta behind, heading south towards the coast of Libya to try to pick up boats full of migrants. We could be at sea for only a couple of days. We could be out here for weeks. We simply don't know at the moment.
I'm John Hamilton. I served 27 years in the Maltese Armed Forces on the Maritime Section. I'm the Assistant Operation Officer coordinating the rescue from the rescue boat. This migration sort of started about 15 years ago, late 90s, and gradually is increasing every year.
And stopping these people from coming does not prevent them from dying. For me, a human being is a human being, no matter where they are coming from.
That's Erna Reiniersa. She's a doctor with Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, part of a six-person medical team aboard the Phoenix. Erna's from the Netherlands, but home for her is wherever the latest medical emergency happens to be. In the past few years, she's dealt with Ebola in West Africa, mass killings in Central African Republic, war in South Sudan.
A lot of people that we meet are people who have an education and who are willing to work. I met a civil engineer, I met nurses, good carpenters, educators. And these people don't go out on the Mediterranean on a luxury cruise. These people have a very good reason to want to come to Europe. And they should have that right.
Hello, Mike, Oscar, Alpha Sierra 2.
It's morning. All around, there's nothing but sea. Out there, somewhere, there are probably people in desperate need of help. But how to find those tiny boats amid all that emptiness? The Phoenix has a high-tech solution.
Takeoff time 0811.
Drones. MOAS has two remotely piloted helicopters on board, equipped with state-of-the-art cameras. They're about 2 meters from nose to tail, halfway between a big toy and the real thing.
And there it goes, hovering off the back of the boat, like a large insect, flying along behind us.
The drones can scan the sea for up to 5 hours at a time, while the crew monitors their infrared sensors from on board the boat. But day after day, the drones come back with nothing. The sea off the coast of Libya is rough. The smugglers are likely waiting for calmer waters. And so we, too, wait and wait. Day 6. The sea is shrouded in mist. Still no boats. Suddenly, it's all go. The ship is sounding the foghorn. The drone is being rapidly readied for action. A boat has been spotted.
Oh, yes, I see it. There it is. Sort of blue-coloured thing. You can only just see it on the horizon. I suppose at this point, the people on board don't know whether we're here to help them or to take them back to Libya. So they may be trying to get away from us.
The Phoenix is too big to pull up alongside, so as we get closer, John Hamilton and the crew fill the rescue dinghy with life jackets and we set off towards the boat.
So we've slowed down, we're approaching from behind.
There's wariness on both sides. Nobody knows what to expect.
We can see a mix of people, some from sub-Saharan Africa, some either North African or from the Arab world. Hamilton, who's in charge here, is about to talk to them over the loud hailer.
Hello, hello. Merhaba. Hello, how are you? Everyone all right? You speak English? Look, madame, we're here to help you, okay? You're all safe now.
They're scared.
You're in our hands. How many people are you on the boat? Kem, Rajel, and Mara, Fal, Kem. 500? 560. Okay, now listen, everyone.
It's a small wooden fishing boat, maybe 15 or 20 meters in length, absolutely packed with people. Every inch of space on deck is taken, mostly with young men, but there are some families here too. Parents with kids clutching inflatable rubber rings, the kind you'd buy at a beachside resort. John Hamilton has seen all this before, but he's tense. With a boat this full, he knows how easily it could capsize.
Now what we're going to do, we're going to hand over the life jackets and you pass them on to everybody. No fighting, nothing. Okay.
We start with the kids.
Small ones.
No, this one, yeah.
Small ones.
Erna from MSF, Hamilton and the crew start distributing the orange life jackets. Everyone's clearly desperate to get off, but keeping order is crucial. Most of these people can't swim.
Hey, hey, hey! Sit down! Sit down! Hey, hey, hey! Easy! Easy!
Sway, 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 sway. Well, we're flinging life jackets into the boat now. And once they've all got life jackets on, then we'll start ferrying them about 20 or so at a time, I think, in this little dinghy back to our ship.
What you see on deck is only half the story. There are hundreds more migrants crammed down in the hold. One of the first to get off is Mohammed Mahmoud, pulled out from below deck, overcome by diesel fumes.
It was very hard because I was down. It was like you cannot breathe. The engine heat, but we survived.
But Mohammed's relief is mixed with anxiety. He's a software engineer from Eritrea, and he's traveling with his whole extended family. When they set off from Libya, they got separated. Two of his kids are safely on board the Phoenix, but the smugglers put some of them on board a different boat.
My wife, I don't know where is my wife. I don't know where is my three children. I worried very much about my kids' lives. And then my life, because I know a lot of people died in this place. A lot of friends died.
You have friends who died?
Yeah. I have three friends, actually.
As we talk, there's a new crisis unfolding. Before Mohammed's boat can be fully evacuated, a second one appears, almost identical to the first, with another 500 people on board. And this one is taking on water.
Listen,